Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And my name is Laura.
Now, today we're going to be talking about the arts. And one thing that I've noticed in Taipei is that they are taking spaces that used to be used for something else. Maybe it was like a warehouse.
That's right.
It used to be some kind of business. And then it just kind of stopped being anything. It just became an empty building. Trees started to grow over it. People forgot about it.
Oh, no.
And then they thought, wait a minute, we can have like a theater here. Or we can have an art gallery or a cafe. So I think that's one of the great things, the great new trends that's been happening in Taipei City and around Taiwan, too, in places like Kaohsiung, down at Pier 2.
That's right, that's right.
They have that as well. We're going to be talking about a similar sort of idea that's happening up on Yangmingshan. So you guys won't want to miss this. It's a place to go see some really cool stuff. So let's go ahead and read through today's article, Music, Art, and Gardens on Yangmingshan.
Reading.
Music, Art, and Gardens on Yangmingshan. Above Taipei City, on Yangmingshan, what was once a deserted house now stands reborn. The building known as Studio 94 was once planned to be used for storage. However, instead of holding old objects, today, Studio 94 presents new ideas. In 2012, it was changed into an art space that holds exhibitions, performances, and even classes. Across from the studio stands another art space, Garden 91. It includes a building that looks as though it is part sculpture itself. Its architecture creates tree-like shadows designed to mirror the nature surrounding it. Garden 91 also displays many ancient stone statues and looks over Taipei's busy streets. A non-profit organization called the Thermos Foundation runs both art spaces. It welcomes international musicians and holds a variety of performances, from Hindu dances to cello recitals. As for exhibitions, it promotes many different forms of art and invites interested artists to decorate its studio's walls. Indeed, both Studio 94 and Garden 91 have something for art lovers from all walks of life.
The article begins today by saying, above Taipei City on Yangmingshan, what was once a deserted house now stands reborn. Okay, we're up on Yangmingshan, which is, of course, a mountain. That's why we say above Taipei City. We're going up in elevation above sea level. We have a house that was once deserted. It means that nobody was there. Nothing was inside. Now it is reborn. It is born again. It's been given new life.
OK, 所以今天我们要带大家来到哪里呢？哇，就是 above Taipei City。哦，就是在台北市，但是我们还要再往上面一点，也就是没错，我们的台北市的阳明山上哦。诶，那这个句子当中我们提到的 a deserted house， 大家可能会觉得说，诶，这个字好像长得有点像沙漠desert， 所以要注意它的发音，因为它跟 desert 是不一样哦，它是 deserted， 这个形容词有着没有人居住的或者是废弃的这样子的意思，所以呢，诶，我们就会发现可能曾经是一间废弃的房子，不过现在怎么样呢？ Now stands reborn. Reborn, 诶，这个字我们来看一下，它前面有个 re 这个字首，就是再怎么样或是重新怎么样。没错， reborn 就是重生这样子意思，所以一间废弃的房子重生了。What is it?
The building, known as Studio 94, was once planned to be used for storage. If something is used for storage, it means you store things inside of that place. For example, I have a room in my apartment that I use for storage. It just means I take all the stuff that I don't use all the time, and I just kind of leave it there and forget about it, basically, until I open the door and I say, wow, what is all this stuff? Why do I have so many things? And then I throw a lot of it out. But this was what Studio 94 was planned to be. They were just going to store things or put things inside.
Okay, sometimes I also store a lot of things in my garage.
In the garage, that's a good place for storage, too.
Exactly. Okay, 好，我们来接着看到哦，到底这个 building 是什么呢？哦，原来这栋建筑物，它名字是什么呢？ Studio 94。哦，那这里我们看到 known as Studio 94。其实 known as 就是大家都知道它叫做什么什么，也就是称为什么什么这样的意思。那它一度呢是被规划来做。做这个仓储使用 OK 当我们看到 storage 这个字呢我们就可以想到、哦、它是用来 store 就是放东西对不对所以呢它 storage 其实这个字有着仓库啦或者是这个储藏库这样子的意思哦
Next the article says However instead of holding old objects today Studio 94 presents new ideas OK to presentmeans to bring something to somebody's attention. So they are presenting new ideas. They are making people know about these new ideas. Luckily, they're not just using it for storage.
Okay, 不过刚刚我们提到是它以前，我们提到是 it was once planned, okay, to be used for storage. However, 然而呢，哎，它现在当然没有被用来储存老旧的这个物品咯。那这里的 hold, instead of holding old objects, hold这里有着容纳或者是某个东西它包含什么什么的意思那现今呢 today 这个 Studio 94呢它反而是用来呈现新的想法诶我们来看一下 present 这个字在这里指的有呈现的意思 OK so next we read in 2012 it was changed into an art space that holds exhibitionsperformances and even classes. OK, 当我们来看到 change into 就是使变成什么什么 OK, 所以呢我们看到的是来到西元2012年的时候它被改装成一个艺文空间那它可以用来干什么呢它可以举办展览啊展览的英文就是 exhibition 当然有时候我们也可以在口语简称为 expo E-X-P-O For example, I can say there were several famous paintingsat the exhibition. 另外呢他也会举办像是表演啦 performances and even classes, 甚至还有课程哦。
Next, we learn that across from the studio stands another art space, Garden 91. So just across from, like across the street or...Not beside, but these two things are across from each other. We have another art space. Art space is simply a place where you can go and see art in its exhibitions, or it is being presented, another word we've learned today.
OK, 再来呢诶除了刚刚我们看到 Studio 94, 它的对面呢哇是另一个艺文空间就叫做 Garden 91. OK, so across from 就是在什么什么对面这样子的意思哦。那大家可能好奇到底 Garden 91有什么呢 ?It includes a building that looks as though it is part sculpture itself. 好这里我们看到 as though 就是仿佛什么什么这样的意思。再来我们看一下 sculpture 这个字呢其实就有着雕像的意思所以呢刚刚我们学习到就是哇这个建筑物呢它就是Garden 91它这个空间呢包含一个看起来仿佛本身就是雕像的一个建筑哦
Next we read that its architecture creates tree-like shadows designed to mirror the nature surrounding itArchitecture simply refers to the design of the building, the way that it looks when you are standing in front of it, and it mirrors the nature surrounding it. Nature surrounding just means all the plants and the trees that are around the garden, Garden 91.
OK, 我们来看一下 architecture 这个字，如果你想要念这个建筑这个科系，哎，一定要来学一下。不过在本科它有着 building, 就是建筑物这样子的意思哦。所以呢我们来看一下 its architecture, 就是刚刚的这个 Garden 91, 它的建筑的一个结构好了。它营造出这个 tree-like, 就是很像树一般的一个阴影哦。那这个是用来设计来做什么呢？来反映周遭的大自然。我们来看一下，其中它有用 mirror 这个字，大家可能会觉得，它不就是镜子的意思吗？ But we can actually use this word as a verb, 所以它有着这个反应啦，或是反射这样子的意思。而 surrounding, OK, surrounding it, 其实它就是来自于 surround 这个动词哦，就是围绕着这样子的意思。For example, I could say, this lake is surrounded by cottages.Or I could also say, police surrounded the house. That means that the police is actually moving very close to the house.
That's right. They're all around the house, surrounding it. Okay, let's learn some more about Garden 91. The article says, Garden 91 also displays many ancient stone statues and looks over Taipei's busy streets. Ancient, of course, just means very, very old.And a statue is similar to a sculpture. It is a piece of art that has been molded by a sculptor, somebody who makes statues or sculptures. Usually statues are made to look like someone or something. They could be a famous historical person, or it could be an animal, anything like that. And they look over Taipei's busy streets. It means they are above, and they are looking out over the city of Taipei.
大家可能很好奇在这个 Garden 91它可以看到什么样的展示的艺术品呢 OK 它可以展示许多的这个古老的石雕就是 Ancient Stone Statues 其中的 Statue 就有着雕像的意思像是我们都知道很有名的自由女神像英文就是 The Statue of Liberty 而且呢它还有一个这个可以俯瞰这个台北市繁忙的街道哦这里的 Look Over 就有着俯瞰这样子的意思Now, a non-profit organization called the Thermos Foundation runs both art spaces. 其中的 non-profit 就是非盈利的这样的意思。A run 注意哦，在这里指的是经营啦，或者是管理这样的意思哦。哦，原来呢是刚刚我们提到的，不论是 Studio 94或是 Garden 91呢，它都是由一个叫做玉溪有容的教育基金会的非盈利组织而经营的这两个空间。
It welcomes international musicians and holds a variety of performances from Hindu dances to cello recitals. A variety of simply means many different kinds of something. So in this case, many different kinds of performances. We have Hindu dances. Hindu, of course, comes from India. It's one of the major religions there. Cello recitals. A cello is like a big violin, basically, with a very deep rumbling sound to it. A recital is like a concert, but it's for classical music.
所以刚刚我们提到的是 art 的部分哦，不过这个组织呢，就是玉溪有容的教育基金会呢，它其实也很欢迎世界各地的 musicians, 也就是音乐家，并且呢，它还会举办从印度舞啦到这个大提琴的演奏会，各种类型的表演啦。这里我们看到的 hold 就有着举行的意思，而其中的 a variety of 但指的就是各式各样的这样的意思。刚刚我们提到的 cello 就是大提琴，所以 cello recitals 就是大提琴的这个演奏会这样的意思啦。
As for exhibitions, it promotes many different forms of art and invites interested artists to decorate its studio's walls. Promote simply means to make more people aware of something. So they are trying to make more people aware of different kinds of art.
OK, 当我们用 as for something something, 就是至于什么什么 OK, 所以至于我们现在看到的是 exhibitions 的部分就是展览哦。这个此基金会呢他们也会 promote, 就是推广各种不同形式的艺术哦。并且他还会邀请有兴趣的艺术家去装点 Studio 94的墙面哦。OK, 所以刚刚我们有看到 promote 这个字就有着推广啦 另外它也可以当作就是促进或者是有宣传这样的意思。常常我们会说很多的东西都需要advertisement 或是 commercials 来 promote 它的商品，来推广它的商品哦。
Lastly, the article says, indeed, both Studio 94 and Garden 91 have something for art lovers from all walks of life. Indeed is simply a form of agreement, and from all walks of life is just a way of saying many different kinds of people who do many different kinds of things and have a lot of different interests. From all walks of life is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a quick break to have a look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Do you know why I like being in airports, Fina?
You like waiting in long lines?
No, I like people watching. Mm-hmm. You can see people here from all walks of life.
Most of them aren't walking, they are standing in lines.
From all walks of life means people from all different backgrounds, different countries, different jobs, different levels of society.
Ah, I see what you mean. From all walks of life means 形形色色的。
That's right. So over there are some rich people in the expensive shops.
And there's a big family traveling together. They look so happy.
Yeah, and that guy in the suit looks like he's on a business trip somewhere.
Ah, I see what you mean. They really do come from all walks of life.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚的句子当中哦，有 indeed, OK, 常常我们会用 indeed 来表示的确如何如何，这是有强调的语气哦。所以呢，我们来提到的是刚刚Studio 94以及 Garden 91, 这两个空缺的确可以给形形色色的艺术爱好者欣赏艺术的机会啦。那我们看到 art lovers 当然就是非常喜爱艺术的人，那我们当然也可以取代 art, 然后我们可以用你如果喜欢什么东西就可以提到什么东西，像是比方像是 animal lovers, 就是你爱好动物者这样子的意思哦。那我们刚刚的 shortcut for you 是提到是 all walks of life, 就是有着各行各业啦，或是各界人士这样子的意思。 OK, I guess it's now time to go to our For You chat. For You chat.
Today on the program, we've been talking about different kinds of performances. So that's what our For You chat is about today. Laura, what is your favorite kind of performance and why?
Oh, I actually really enjoy musicals.
I thought you were going to say professional wrestling.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, no, I'm
well,
a little bit off.
That can be fun, okay. But okay, to actually relieve stress like watching wrestling. But I actually enjoy musicals.
Musicals.
Yeah, because I like to sing along withThat's especially fun, those classic musicals, you know, where you actually know all the songs and you could sing along.
Yeah, you can go to Broadway and watch some great performances there. Some of them have been going on for decades. That's a great form of performance, and I'm sure you guys can have a long chat about your favorite forms of performance as well. As for us, we are out of time for today's show. Please join us for the next edition of English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
Music, art, and gardens on Yangmingshan. Above Taipei City on Yangmingshan, what was once a deserted house now stands reborn. The building known as Studio 94 was once planned to be used for storage. However,Instead of holding old objects, today, Studio 94 presents new ideas. In 2012, it was changed into an art space that holds exhibitions, performances, and even classes. Across from the studio stands another art space, Garden 91.It includes a building that looks as though it is part sculpture itself. Its architecture creates tree-like shadows designed to mirror the nature surrounding it. Garden 91 also displays many ancient stone statues and looks over Taipei's busy streets. A non-profit organization called the Thermos Foundation runs both art spaces. It welcomes international musicians and holds a variety of performances, from Hindu dances to cello recitals. As for exhibitions, it promotes many different forms of art and invites interested artists to decorate its studio's walls. Indeed, both Studio 94 and Garden 91 have something for art lovers from all walks of life.
Vocabulary Review.
Present. Tonight, we present to you a new singer from South Korea. Exhibition. The new exhibition at the Art Museum is of paintings from the 1800s to the 1900s. Surround. The small, cozy cabin is surrounded on every side by forest and wildflowers. Statue. This statue of the man looks so real that you almost expect it to start talking. Promote. The beauty queen said her one wish was to promote world peace. Indeed. Indeed, there was as much rain today as the Weather Channel said there would be.